It's early dawn. There's a gentle rain, and I'm at the gates of the Eureka Memorial Stockade Gardens on the eve of the Eureka 150 celebrations. Is Ballarat the birthplace of the Australian spirit? Is this a memory place for all Australians? Let's investigate. Ahead of me, a memorial to those who died at the site.
In memory of Edward Quinn, William Quinlan, Patrick Gittineau.
A solid bluestone base, four cornerstone guns, and a cenotaph as centrepiece.
John
the diggers and soldiers who died are listed on a plaque on the side of the memorial.
John Hassell.
Carved into the cenotaph, December 3rd, 1854. A stark reminder of the tragic events that happened at this site 150 years ago and the beginnings of the legend that is Eureka.
And others who were killed while fighting at Eureka Stockade, December 3rd, 1854.
I wonder what John Basson Humphrey would have made of the guns. He was a moral force man and, to my mind, the unsung hero of Eureka. An eloquent Welshman who penned the charter of the Ballarat Reform League. He was a passionate advocate for human rights, human dignity, and a fair go for all. I suppose many who travelled to Australia, like Humphrey, dreamt of a new world order in the colonies. There may have even been far-flung ideas for a republic. But the battle at Eureka was about human rights. The diggers took a stand all those years ago because they'd had enough of the brutal treatment enforced by a corrupt government. All around Europe and Great Britain, democratic evolution and revolution was taking place, and here on the goldfields we can claim many educated men and women with high ideals as our forebears. The legacy of their thinking could be seen in the groundwork of our democratic process and the heritage and beauty of our city. Over the years, other citizens have kept the memory of 54 alive. To my right, the Eureka Hall. To the left, the lake and fountains. And ahead, with its Eureka sails the size of two tennis courts, the Eureka Stockade Centre. A playground is in the final stages of construction, and we await the arrival of a commissioned sculptural piece. A sign lets us know that Ballarat Council has a master plan. Here is a place for a symbolic landscape dedicated to democratic government. Trees have been planted along the borders of the gardens, and the grass is lush and wet. Layer upon layer of memories pervade this park, and they are like grist to the mill for my work as a storyteller. In over 20 years pondering on Australian stories, I know for a fact we have few national stories that link us to the landscape. Yet here I am, on an actual historic site. Men died here, on this spot, fighting for their rights. Their deaths baptized our democratic principles in a font of their blood. There are other sacred sites. At Bakery Hill, the Eureka flag was again raised in 1979 and still flies there to commemorate the work of the Ballarat Reform League. And the historic buildings at Bakery Hill, why, one is reputed to be the office of the Ballarat Times. They were saved from demolition because of steady lobbying by the Save Bakery Hill Action Group, dissenters who paved the way with their appreciation of our heritage. Shane Howard, a poet of our generation and a descendant of a stockader, says Eureka is white fella dreaming, and so it is. This is a memory place. We have many stories that come from here. The birthplace of the Australian spirit? That's a mighty big claim. But I'm yet to be convinced. Let's see where we go from here. Diversity, dissent, democracy. Let the celebrations begin.